Who decides or how do you decide that a kid needs special education help?
A referral needs to be made to the Committee on Special Education. And while there's a long list of individuals that have authority to make that referral, the most common are the parent or a teacher in the school building.
The definition of special education, I suppose, is as wide as the number of kids in the school. But are some of them pretty obvious? The teacher or parent realizes the kid doesn't see very well or doesn't hear very well?
Yes, sometimes it's very apparent. For example, if a student has autism and maybe on the severe side of the spectrum and the behaviors are clear and obvious, then a referral would be not only obvious, but it will probably be on the district's radar screen before the student enters the school, perhaps through the preschool program.
How often do these cases occur the first day or the first month that a kid is in school, or do they get caught later?
All different times. Certain disabilities arise at different stages. Again, if it's a behavior-related disability, that could be apparent immediately. A learning disability, however, sometimes the student will just pass and do all right. But then as the curriculum gets more challenging over the years, a gap will arise between the student's performance and his peers. So, for example, in kindergarten, the student may be able to handle the curriculum, but as things get more challenging in second or third grade, it'll become apparent that the student needs extra support.
And I would suspect that affects the kid's long-term future if they're that far behind in second or third grade.
It could. I think the goal is to limit the gap, to give strategies and accommodations to enable the student to master the curriculum to the same extent as his non-disabled peers. But, right, that could be the outcome, especially if it's not addressed.
This is an increasingly multicultural community. How do you determine if there's a special ed problem, if there's a language problem?
It's a growing concern nationwide. Ultimately, the school district, and specifically the Committee on Special Education, has to figure out if the student's difficulties and challenges are caused by a disability or language. And obviously, if a student doesn't understand the teacher's directions, he's not going to make progress. So just through additional support, through additional language support, through appropriate teachers who can converse with the student, and the provision of academic materials in the appropriate language, that's going to rule out over time whether or not the student's needs are language-based or disability-based.
Do kids grow out of these programs?
I wouldn't say grow out, but students will, over time, they'll improve their skills. They'll receive accommodations and services to strengthen their weaknesses so that their needs are met and that they're better enabled to fulfill their academic obligations to the same extent as their non-disabled peers. So some do grow out of it and some don't.
What do you do about the kid issue? I don't want this aide sitting next to me. People will think I'm different.
Right. That's a great, great question, especially with older kids. Again, the Committee on Special Education has to assess each situation individually. Some students won't mind an aide. Others will. If they do, instructions need to be given to the aide to back off, to only, interact with the student when necessary. But if the student is going to be so stressed out by the personal aide being there, then they should find another accommodation.
Does this pop up on the legal radar?
Oh, sure. Everything pops up on the legal radar both ways. One morning, we'll get a claim saying, you didn't give me a personal aide. The next, that afternoon, we'll get a claim saying, you shouldn't have given me the personal aide. Just on that note, with respect to aides, the state has advised school districts that they need to phase out personal aides because they're overly restrictive. So that's another factor to consider.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, Attorney Jeffrey Weiss has been here, and we've been talking about the beginning stage of special education for a kid in a school. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.